This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are, another live session of Auto Talk Radio. 1-888-344-1170, as the announcer stated. Brendan, why aren't you the announcer for the start of our show? They don't let you do it.
No, I could do it if you want. It's just that I think that that voice is one of our like iconic voices for the answer.
He does a great job. Yeah. I don't know who it is.
I can't remember his name, but I do know the rejoiner was our old boss, Randy. Shout out to Randy. He's over at another station here in San Diego, but he's doing very good for himself. So
good for him.
Yeah,
we always like to see people do good.
Always.
I'm one of those people that likes to see people do better all the time.
I agree, whether it be personal life or automotive wise, you know.
Exactly. So like when you trade in your Nissan Rogue, you'll be doing better when you buy something that's not a Nissan.
Okay.
And then I'll feel really good for you.
What are we, 1 minute into the show and I already got a pot shot on my Nissan
Pot
Rogue.
Shot on your Nissan. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is bought to you in partially by Peak. Blue DEF, diesel vehicle emissions controls, begins with proper maintenance of fluids like DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, featuring high purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR, or selective catalytic reduction. Only Blue DEF products are triple filtered, lab tested, and guaranteed pure to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue DEF Platinum reduces the formulation of deposits that build up in your diesel exhaust system. Learn more at BlueDEF.com. Available at all automotive and major retailers, travel centers, and wherever you fuel up. Peak, they make some really great stuff. They really do. We love their stuff. So, Brendan, thank you for fixing the clock for me here in the studio. Folks, we have a clock problem here, and Brendan's well aware of it. This clock loses time. Every time I ended up in the studio, I would look at him like, hey, your clock's off by 10 minutes. It slows down. We have a clock that needs to be replaced, obviously, as far as that goes. All right, as stated, we're talking all things automotive today. But the show in part is about charging for diagnosis and why it's important and how we go about, but we have quite a few things to talk about this morning, and all kind of new news when it comes to cars and everything else.
The news never stops.
The news never stops. That is for sure. JLR recalls 770,000 SUVs. Did you see that? Hybrid system failure. You don't want that. That's expensive. Good stuff. F-150 also had a big recall. I'm surprised you haven't blurted that one out yet. You like to blurt out those recalls. Oh, he's on the phone again. That's why he's not talking to me. So all good stuff, though. Another massive Ford recall. This time 15 to 17 F-150s for transmission issues, which we know had. It looks like about 1.4 million of the popular pickups. You might have already been aware of complaints have been circulated about a transmission issue of Ford's vulnerable full-size truck. This is their 10-speed, I believe, they were having problems with. Yep. Last year, there was enough of them to get the National Highway Safety Administration involved. Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And now Ford has finally launched a recall to officially fix an issue that affects slightly less than 1.4 million vehicles. Ford vehicles have been recalled in the past year alone, well over 19 million in total. One of the latest involves some 4.3 million trucks to fix a trailer-controlled switch glitch. This is the 6R80 trans, yeah. The issue centered around not the 10R80, 10R90, The issue is centered in the transmission range sensor inside Ford's six-speed automatic transmission signals it descends to the powertrain control module. What the TRS does is tell the PCM what gear you're in. Shifter, yep. So TRS sends the PCM the wrong signal. PCM will potentially make the transmission downshift from six gear straight into second at highway speeds. Anyone who has money shifted a manual transmission where you inadvertently shift in a lower gear than you intend knows the carnage that can occur. That happens. Yeah, actually, you lock the car up when you do that. That's a bad thing. Best case, you destroy the transmission. The worst is the rear wheels lock up, potentially leading to a crash, which is true. That's why it's a safety standard problem. The subcomponents related to TRS experience thermal cycling vibrations where that eventually can lead to failure. There you go. See, some of these things they don't know until there's a bunch of miles put on the vehicle. And it's called the lead frame, which is on the valve body itself. Shift signal is in valve body, the parts that do the shifting for the transmission. The TRS is attached to that part, and a failure happens because the TRS moves out of position, sends a signal as if the shifted transmission out of sixth gear and the PCM downshifts. Thinks it should be shifted to second gear usually. Can also move around when this failure happens, so you might not get the instant sixth to second change. You might experience violent bucking if the TRS signals back and forth gear changes while you're driving. Yeah. So anyway, if you have one of those vehicles and you get a recall, let's get it in and get it done. The same lead frame for the 6R80 transmission was used in the 2009 to 14 F-150, 11 to 17 Mustang, 9 to 18 Expedition, 9 to 10 Ford Explorer, 15 to 19 Transit, and their Lincoln and Mercury variants are just different enough as to not create the same issues found in the 15 to 17 F-150. Use cases for these vehicles are also reasons why they have ruled out their 6R80s are not part of this recall. Yep, so there you go. They're different now. So they'll get it in and get it. Ford's solution is to reprogram the PCM with the new carburetor to detect the failure of the lead frame and the signaling of the TRS. So if you get a call recall, get your cars in always. There's as we all know, we talk about this a lot. It's one of Brendan's favorite things, recalls, right?
Yeah, I did get an email from our usual listener, Steve, about how while there wasn't as many recalls way back in the day, we're taking safety of drivers very seriously nowadays, henceforth why so many recalls. So I agree on that.
Well, don't and there's get me wrong, a lot more cars on the road.
That's
you. And they're so of one model. And if you know, like the F-150, they sold a lot of F-150s. So if you have a problem, and electronics come into play these days.
Absolutely.
Which create more recalls. So, yeah. Yeah. There you go, you know.
Like in the world right now, there's about 90 major global automotive manufacturers. Mm-hmm. So that's much more than it was way
back. Absolutely. And we have a lot more people too.
That too. Yeah.
Walking around this planet or scooting around the planet or however, driving around the planet.
I completely understand. It's, the thing for me again is just again, specifically, it seems to be software updates constantly and stuff like that. So, the number does kind of scare me a bit for sure. But I know safety is the utmost importance, so I totally get it at the same time. So, there is another recall this week. I don't know if you mentioned this one.
I don't know. Hit it up
with Jaguar Land Rovers. Did you see that one?
Yeah, the LR. Yeah, 170,000 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned that. You were on the phone talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. I didn't go into what it was. What exactly was it again?
It says here that they could lose drive power and exterior light.
Oh, don't they have a hybrid system failure?
That's correct.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, specifically, it's the 48-volt hybrid system's DC-DC converter, which stops the 12-volt system from charging, eventually resulting in a loss of motive power.
And that's more of the recall stuff we're going to see these days, things like that. The lead frame failure on inside the transmission on Fords has to do with software reprogramming they do so that it knows when that happens. Therefore, it won't do the downshift thing, and it will illuminate a check engine light, and you'll need to get in and get the lead frame replaced on it. I'd hate to say we haven't done a bunch of those along with valve bodies that tend to go bad. Those also have valve body problems. If you don't service the transmission regularly, And when I say regularly, I know manufacturers say 100,000 miles. If you wait that long, you've already done damage, because the quality of the metal that these valve bodies are made of is kind of like a pot aluminum, and the steel valves going back and forth on them, you get any real and transmission fluid lubricates and carries these contaminants in them. So it can be almost like running a fiber through the transmission, as far as small metal particles that tend to wear and oblong the valve body, things like that. So a fine sand, you know, like if you sand something with a very fine paper over and over and over again, you get wear in it, right?
That's right.
So that's how it works out. So,
did you hear about the Waymo cars by any chance?
What are they doing? They take them off the road?
No, they're actually going to be doing something else. They're going to be partnering up with Waze in order to let the city or the local city government know of potholes that are in the hole or that are in the road. Excuse me.
Oh.
Huh. So right now,
well, that's helpful to them. Then they can make a list and go out and fix them. Maybe
that's right. They started this program in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Austin, and Atlanta. I did see a Waymo car here in San Diego, so I'm assuming they did a soft.
You?
Yeah, I'm assuming they did a soft launch of some sort. I was in downtown near the convention center when I saw it. So, like I said, I think it's just them trying to practice to see if the system is running well within that city limit, because I know we were one of the cities to come about soon to get those Waymo cars, and that's when I'll double strap myself to my seatbelt, because I don't trust those things near me ever. I can't do it. I've seen way too many scary videos of what was it? They were ramming through a police barricade one time. The city's power went out, so therefore all the cars just stop in the middle of the road, if I remember correctly. That was one of the other issues. So
I
just can't.
Well,
trust
one
it.
Drove into a police action that That's like didn't know where about. To go. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm gonna really be careful around those cars. But otherwise, as much as I would like to say like, oh, that's a great idea, I know how slow our city government works in terms of filling up these potholes, because they're so focused on other aspects within their city. As much as they'll let the people know about, hey, there's a pothole on this road, so be careful. In terms of having the city being able to fill it up in a very timely fashion, I don't think that's going to change anything still. I think we're still going to have to wait another few months before they get finally to it and fill up a lot of those potholes out there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Although Steve will tell you, when the street that he used to videotape all the time, they repaved the whole thing. He sent me a thing. So that street's all nice. That was Steve labeled that the worst street in San Diego. I believe it probably was.
I would agree.
It wasn't that. Only potholes; it was destroyed. But you may remember we also discussed Eastgate Mall. They did a bunch of work on, and they have this one spot where they elevated the manhole, and it ripped the bottom of it, broke a transmission mount, broke a transmission case. That it's and we went. My tech went and videoed it. You can see these cars. Like, I'm like, boy, that's a lot of work. I said, we should just put a little poster up here. Turn right here and go to the West Automotive Group right after you destroy your car on the city street right here.
Because you get extra money off of it, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah. It's crazy, though.
Investment
the damage that it can create. Hey, Smart 2 Concept previews the return of the iconic city car. Smart number 2. You would look cool in one of these, Brendan. Have you seen this car? Concept sports white paint with gold accents and has a classic city car proportions.
You can't
buy one here though.
There was a side idea of me wanting to be a clown. This is good training to be in a clown car. That's how small this vehicle looks. It looks really, really tiny.
We can get you a clown suit to wear in it. Do you remember the smart cars though?
Yeah, I do remember these.
You can buy like a 2017 smart car for $9,400.
Yeah, and I could also ignore it and pretend that it never existed again like it did back in the day too.
Some of them are cute. They are. What can you say? So. You know, it is what it is, right?
So are you going to get one for a fleet vehicle?
No,
you say for,
absolutely not. Well, no, because how would that work out? I can't even fit any customers in them to take them home. That'd just be a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, you're true.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a great idea at all. Really, 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 really don't, as far as that goes. One of those things. Man, so much to talk about today, especially with, you know, so basically the show here, I kind of wrote and made quite a few notes on, and you guys often hear me say it, you know, the best money I ever spent on any repair is on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Plain and simple. Saves you lots of money along the way. We're going to talk a little more about that. There's a world of difference between a free estimate for known repairs and a diagnostic procedure for difficult, intermittent, or technical problems. Accurate diagnosis of your vehicle's troubles is imperative for precise estimates and to be able to provide economical, accurate, and lasting repairs without question. Otherwise, we see a guess and parts being thrown in a car. So, anyway. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break. But before we do, tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. K-Seal delivers a one-step, multi-purpose repair you can trust. One major symptom is white smoke from the exhaust. That's often steam. Coolant entering the combustion chamber and burning off as it exits the engine. That's a strong sign of a head gasket failure. Another warning sign is bubbles in the header tank. This suggests combustible or exhaust gases are leaking past the head gasket and into the cooling system. In extreme cases, pressure can cause the coolant to overflow. Both situations call for K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator cap or expansion tank. Then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from many places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solutions for each situation. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. This is Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up in 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in North County Inland up there for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks out there for well over 12 years now, man. Time flies when you're having fun, for sure. That 844 North Johnson Avenue there. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified, right in the Golden Triangle right over here. AAA approved and STAR certified, as I said, taking care of folks well over 6 years, 7 years, somewhere up in there. We're hitting May. This is when we roll over one more year, so as far as that goes. And then, of course, West Oceanside Automotive Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in the North County coastal. You can see the ocean from the parking lot over there for, it's been 3 years now, but coming up here in May, it'll be four. So Miramar will be 7, I believe, 9 for Kearney Mesa, 13 for El Cajon, and 14 maybe for El Cajon, 2014, yeah, wow, time flies. And Escondido was August of 1993 when I started that facility. All good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. Never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, for sure. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. But if you're having an issue, one of the things we're talking about is diagnosis. If you're having any kind of concern with your vehicle, drivability, check engine light, overheating, AC, brake noise, drivetrain, suspension, vibrations, no matter what it is, get it into the West Automotive Group. Let us diagnose it properly, one of my master technicians. which eliminates unwanted parts replacement along. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles for all five locations. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also pick up, log on to where the Automan segments are put there after they're done, along with the Fox 5 localist that we do. We're the Automan for them too, Fox 5 and the CW, which are both now the same channel. CW and Channel 9 are the same channel, broadcast out of the same spot. You can also hit Auto Talk Radio, where we put the podcast after the show's gone live. All right, if you want to pick up the podcast on the go, you can also go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, or tune in. All you got to do is just any of those, look up 1170 Weekend Show, 1170 San Diego Weekend Shows, and click on the Weekend Shows there, and up will pop Auto Talk Radio. So all good stuff. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com. And you can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com if you have anything you want me to discuss on the show, or if you don't want to call in, etc. You can always available to answer questions and love new topics if there's something that you want to hear about that we're missing as far as that goes. All right. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Motorrad, manufacturer of direct OEM replacement parts for today's demanding evaporative emission systems. For cleaner emissions, optimal efficiency and performance, and a greener future, trust Motorrad's evaporative emissions program. Learn more at motorrad.com. So good stuff there for sure. Let's see.
We have somebody
on the line.
Yeah, we have one person on the line, and then we had two people that had quick questions for you, but they didn't want to be on the air. So.
All right, you want to hit one of those questions real quick?
Sure. Okay, so one person was calling about their BMW when she was looking up how to fix it through ChatGPT or the AI software system. It said for her to use transfer case oil, and she was wondering what that could be and if that's necessary for her BMW.
Well, if her BMW is all-wheel drive, it'd have a transfer case. So is it an all-wheel drive BMW?
I would assume so. Do you know what transfer case oil is specifically? Well, is that related to?
There's all kinds of transfer case. Some Fords use automatic transmission fluid for it. Some use gear oil. Some use like all-wheel drive cars, some use like Hondas and that, have a special friction-related type of oil the manufacturer recommends that's been designed for that transfer case. Depends on the design of the transfer case and that.
So it's basically the...
I could look up what it is, but there's probably a specific weight, oil, dimension, and standard for that transfer case. So the answer is yes. Only in the transfer case, though.
Gotcha. Okay. So it almost sounds like the same tasks as, say, like the engine oil and the transmission fluid.
Or differential fluid.
Yeah.
There's so many different kinds of fluids. But the point to that is, was the question, does she need to change it? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
And then the other question, the statement to that is, but you need to make sure and put in the right recommended fluid by the manufacturer as far as that goes. So, and in a lot of cases, the only place to get some of these fluids is from the manufacturer, especially if it's a special designed friction-based type of oil. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. You look like you're reading something else and you're not paying attention to me.
So. No, I was just trying to delete some stuff off my computer here.
Trying to delete some stuff.
I try to remember based on my mind and writing it down, so... Because I'm both, I would say, a visual, but more visual, but I'm also an auditory learner kind of guy.
Did we have another call-in question?
Yeah, we had one more call-in question. He was talking about how his wheel all of a sudden is starting to shake, it feels like, every time he hits the brakes. And he wanted to know what could that be, possibly.
Does his steering wheel starting to shake?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's related to front brake rotors have become warped excessively. Mm-hmm. The run out is too much. That can come from hot spot in the brakes, different things. But the only way to cure that is either resurface the rotors. But most likely, you have to cut too much off to get that vibration out of it, the high and low spots. So usually it comes down to replacing them, because if they warp too much, you cut too much, they get thin, they just warp again.
Gotcha.
So, okay. And there's a minimum thickness that you can cut rotors to. Mm-hmm. It's actually stamped on the rotor. Anything below that is unsafe because the rotor will overheat because you have not enough material left on the rotor.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
So that answers that question. All good stuff.
Yep.
Shall we go see what Steve's got to say?
Yes.
All right. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, my friend?
My son shared with me this link to a YouTube video that guy has a Ford truck, and he's talking about how they have patents now to block a driver when they're too upset to drive. By facial recognition and iris.
Really?
Yes.
Is Tesla doing that too?
Well, that's what I don't know about that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I said.
Sounds like something Tesla would come up with, though, huh?
Well, he says that Ford has, you know, a whole lot of patents. For proprietary I'm drawing a blank on the name information, and so, you know, that it's something that they have that
sounds like intellectual property.
Yes he simulates, he's out in the woods and he has a chainsaw accident, and he's all excited trying to drive himself because he's alone, and they won't let him start the truck because of facial and different looking at the driver. You know, like they had the sleep deprivation, telling you got to have a cup of coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's usually by your movements. You know, like if you jerk or you're weaving in and out of a lane, it'll throw up the coffee thing for you. But that facial recognition thing, though, in that case that you just gave right there, can you think of the liability of Ford, though? Because you can't start the car and drive, you're alone, you have no cell service, and because the car won't let you drive, you sit there and bleed to death.
Yeah.
That was a terrible idea.
I was thinking, like, you know, I understand the concept of it, at least, because I'm looking at, like, some studies. 96% of drivers report they have witnessed road raging, and 92% also have admitted over the past year that they have road rage or drove aggressively in their driving history. So, I mean, I think they need
to key this down, though, to where, you know, it could tell, like, oh, you're having a medical emergency.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And then ask questions. Can you drive? Are you okay? Versus, I get the road rage thing.
Yep.
But they need to come up one for drunk drivers, too. I think that would be more important than anything. By your face, can they tell you're drunk or you're inebriated and you shouldn't be able to start the car? That'd be awesome.
Some police have already, like, implemented breathalyzers in order to start your car. That's, like, for those who have had so many DUIs.
Oh, yeah. We used to install them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for years. No, we don't do them anymore. But, yeah, but those things don't work very good.
Was that the reason why you stopped installing? Because they don't work
well? They were junk and people would get mad.
Oh, okay.
So I was just like, you know what? This is creating terrible customer service stuff. The product wasn't good.
I got you.
So now I don't know. They may be better now or whatever. It's been years since
I doubt it.
And there's a lot of different manufacturers, I'll tell you that.
And besides, people will get around it somehow, some way, every single time.
No, they're pretty much tamper-proof. The stuff that we did, stickers, the everything was wrapped and stickered with security stickers so you couldn't undo them, and you have to have them calibrated every 60 days and we verified there was no tampers. Otherwise, you turn the person in for tampers and they lose their license.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised somehow, some way down the road, not from you guys specifically. I'm just saying the drivers themselves, they're always going to find some kind of way to do it.
People get around.
I know.
Oh, we had I'll tell you, I could tell you some stories on these, but let's finish up. You still there, Steve?
I am.
It's still hanging in there.
You covered all the important things on that. I'm sorry. What's the quickest way to get you the link to this video?
Oh, just email it to me.
And the address?
You can send it to Autotalk at westautomotivegroup.com.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Hey, great to talk to you, Steve. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. But great point, Brendan, that he brings up with this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make him hang on the line there too long.
No,
but
I understand.
And I love getting those links. So, folks, you can always send them autotalk at westautomotivegroup.com or you can send them to me. That comes to my email, which is Brian at westautomotivegroup.com with an I, not a Y.
Yes.
What are you laughing about?
No. Because it happens to me all the time. Mm. I have Brendan, but they'll spell it in so many different ways.
Oh. You probably end up being Brenda a lot, don't you?
Did I tell you that story?
No.
Oh, when I was in high school in my senior year, I was a brand new student. So to tell them I was a brand new student, they would capitalize my name for some reason compared to everybody else. And on top of that, my name was so long on the roster for some reason that it would cut it off.
Do you have like seven names?
No. Oh. It should be simple, but no, apparently not. And so... every time a substitute would come in, they would say, Brenda Thomas, Brenda. And I'm like, it's Brendan.
It's Brendan.
They never fixed it. So.
Did you say I'm not a good looking Brenda?
No, I definitely not. And I did not do a girly voice, unfortunately.
Why not?
I'm here.
Oh, geez. Here we go, folks. There you go. I apologize.
Very quickly, before we move on, what was one of your stories you had about the breathalyzer installing, you said? You had...
Oh, we had a client one time that people like to share, and I don't know why sometimes, but he had a breathalyzer installed on a car that he didn't drive. He drove another car. But the problem with that is if he got caught driving a car without a breathalyzer on it, because that when you have to have a breathalyzer, you have an endorsement on your license, just like a motorcycle endorsement in that. So please know if you get pulled over, you give them your license. They're like, where's your breathalyzer? So, not very smart. I'm just saying, there was when you were talking about people getting around it. That was one way. This guy, he's like, I don't like using that thing. Well, nobody likes using that thing. That's why they have you put it on there.
Exactly.
But now they have all different kinds of things. Like, if you have more than one DUI, they have bracelets. I was reading up on that. That are ankle bracelets, like they put on people that are on home arrest, kind of. Mm-hmm. But this has a sensor and it detects alcohol through your skin. So if they tell you you're not supposed to be drinking for a period of time, they put that thing on. If you do drink it, it sends a signal to your parole officer or probation officer or whatever it is.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, super interesting.
Hey,
here's a suggestion. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
If you just don't do that, you avoid all that other expensive stuff that comes with it.
Don't put the risk of other drivers like that.
And you
that
won't need
there.
A well, and you also don't need to. Yeah, well, exactly. Well, you could. Yeah. So as far as that goes,
going back to your earlier story there, do you have a legal obligation when you hear that kind of story to contact police and let them know, hey, we're fixing this guy's vehicle, but yada yada yada, or?
We have before, but you don't, I mean, the guy wasn't drunk or anything like that. Right. That's something, that's a technical thing where he's doing, you know, so no,
okay.
That it would not.
Yeah.
We did have people show up. We have had people show up before to pick up their cars that are inebriated, that don't have a breathalyzer though, but I'm just saying inebriated.
No, totally. Yes.
And we won't deliver their car to them.
Absolutely.
We just tell them, hey, you know what? Let us give you a ride home. I had a young lady one time. She was probably about 25, 26 years old. And my manager called, it was Escondido. He's like, I do not feel comfortable putting her on the road. So I went down and talked to her and I was like, oh, what you been doing? She's like, drinking margaritas at the pool with my girlfriend while my car was getting serviced all afternoon. I was like, you know what? Why don't I have my shuttle driver take you home, and tomorrow morning then we can come pick you up and you can get your car, okay? Because I just do not feel comfortable. And she actually wasn't combative at all. She was like, you know what? Thank you, and that's a great idea.
Good.
So we gave her a ride home. Then we went and got her in the morning. She called and picked her up, and she was obviously sober then. It was the next day, and got her car, and on the way she went. I just, like you said, there comes a point where as a... just a person, you have a responsibility not to assist people in getting them out there in the public driving where other people could get hurt or they could hurt themselves.
Absolutely.
So we want to avoid that.
Your shops work on motorcycles from time to time,
this weekend, right? Is a Concours d'Elegance. So, you know, we forgot to mention that, actually.
Yeah, I got calls up the wazoo about that,
I bet. So. Some beautiful cars there, though. If you get, folks, if you've never been to it, you should go check it out. There's some beautiful, beautiful cars. Everything from amazing sports cars to original Ford GTs, that Le Mans cars, to Shelby Mustangs, to old Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Bentleys, and just all kinds of unique stuff. Some old, some new. It's a cool thing.
It's all weekend long, too. So if you don't make it today, you still have till Sunday.
And people dress to the nines for it. It's one of the most dressy and elegant. Well, that's why they call it the elegance, right?
That's true. Well,
it probably is one of the most elegant things. I just happened to look up Channel 9. They were showing an original Ford GT. A beautiful car. Beautiful car.
Love it.
I hate to think how much that car's worth now, but
I can look it up over the commercial break if you want to.
There's very few of them left, so.
Very quickly, you do work on motorcycles too, right?
No.
Sometimes? No, not at all?
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Just checking. Never mind then.
Nope, not.
That goes my other question then.
What was your question though?
About like,
I know a lot about motorcycles. I ride a lot of them and fix a lot of them.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if you work on motorcycles and a guy comes in without his helmet, and then you're like, okay, well, that one, I got to stop you right there and stuff like that. So, but never mind.
I don't care. Don't wear your helmet.
No, I think you legally have to wear a helmet.
Oh, you do in California, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, but I'm not a police officer.
Okay.
All right, on that case, once again, who are you harming? Yourself. You're not really harming anybody else, and hopefully you don't fall off and hit your head.
Right, right.
By the way, see more accidents. People are bad to just fall over on a motorcycle with no helmet on, hit their head on the ground, and it's never good.
No.
Never good, right?
No, definitely not.
So let's keep all our safety equipment on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But back in the day when I was a kid, you used to ride in the back of a pickup truck too, Brendan.
It's true. Yeah, now that's illegal in a lot of states.
It's illegal?
Yeah.
I think it's illegal in most places because you don't have a seatbelt. I think seatbelts are required, aren't they?
I think so.
Super required for sure. All right, folks. We're going to have to take our last break here, but your engine doesn't miss a beat. And neither should you. Whether it's a chain or belt synchronizing your engine or powering vital accessories, these components are the heart of the vehicle operation. So when it's time for service, don't just replace them. Replace the system. The experts at Dayco offer kits that include all components needed for a complete repair, improving engine performance and keeping your vehicle on the road. Learn more at Dayco.com. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Having fun this morning, aren't we, Brandon?
I'm learning a lot personally today.
Good. That's my goal, to make Brendan smarter.
Thank you.
Every time we get here,
I have some interesting things about the bed of the truck writing, but I'll let you
give me 1 second here, and then we'll jump right into that.
No,
I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Interstate Batteries are highest quality batteries out there. At the West Automotive Group, we only stock Interstate Batteries. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, and get it in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, and let me tell you, they have a battery for every need. Check them out. Their storefronts here in San Diego at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. You can also Google Interstate Batteries, and yeah, I believe you can purchase online too if you like. But Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need, the highest quality batteries out there, and number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So good stuff. Real quick, Real quick, I want to Ford Mustang Dark Horse SC Power revealed. It doesn't match the GTD. The spiritual successor to the GT 500 splits the difference between its predecessor and the 815 horsepower Mustang GTD. But the Dark Horse, if you haven't seen this Mustang, beautiful for 2026. It's close, 795 horsepower, 660 pound-feet of torque, Ford announced. The spiritual successor to the Shelby GT500 will slot between the 500 horsepower Dark Horse and the 815 horsepower GTD. So this is a beautiful car, though, let me tell you. The 2026 Mustang Dark Horse SC will make 795 horsepower and 660 pound-feet of torque. The power figure allows the SC to improve upon the GT500 760 horsepower without stepping on the toes of the 815 horsepower GTD. Also elevates the SC well above the standard Dark Horse, which churns out 500 ponies. These are just beautiful, nice cars. Using the 5.2-liter V8, known as the Predator, and it's that same engine actually shared with the GT500 and GTD. Anyway, all right, you want to, oh, he's on the phone now doing something else, so one of those things as we roll through here. But what a beautiful car. If you get a chance, go check it out for sure. The picture's all over the internet of it as they're rolling that thing out. Great stuff as far as that goes. Let's see here. As we're talking about diagnosis, Brendan has some stuff to add about the truck bed that he wanted to add in, but important things. Maintaining the ability to accurately diagnose technical problems is expensive for sure these days. The equipment we purchase, the software, the subscriptions to stay on top of this is amazing. There's a world difference between a code reader and a manufacturer-specific diagnostic scanner that can access and record multiple live data streams. Not only that, but interact as far as that goes. We can turn things on and off, test things with really high-end scanners. Even a good generic diagnostic scanner is expensive, but the manufacturer-specific diagnostic tools we require are $3,000 to $9,000 each.
That's, are you talking about, no lie. Are you saying that the scanners at those certain auto parts stores that they're not good enough in
they're code readers
yeah
they're not actually scanners most of them
yeah yeah so you're telling me that that's not good enough then is that what you're saying
no it's good enough to read a code and go uh-oh I got a problem
I got to read you this quote because it does remind me
Bowie. Are you on Reddit again
I am but oh, I love this Brendan. Quote though no and hold on let me read this quote because this is actually a really good quote because it reminds me of Bodie one of his very first calls on Auto Talk Radio on KCBQ with us he was talking about how he likes to go to the or he likes to see his doctor quite often to do regular checkups to make sure he's running just fine. Uh-huh. And I at first, being a newbie to Auto Talk Radio, I was thinking, why is this guy talking about his own like personal health and doctor stuff? But then you immediately got the whole comparison, saying yes. Like, "Yep, absolutely." And same thing with your mechanic. And I'm like,
same thing with your vehicle. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Have somebody look at it.
So very quickly, one of the things. That was as a quote on here, they said was, oh no, now I lost it. Oh well. Something about like, if you go to your doctors and you say my arm hurts. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Well, AutoZone said that it's code P0082. So no need for a diagnostic or anything. That code just means there's an admissions malfunction. There could be many issues with that. It's the equivalent of going to the hospital over an injury, and the doctor says, I can't confirm, it's just your arm that's in pain, and I could just give you some ibuprofen for it.
And the problem with all that is because a lot of code readers just pull generic.
Yeah.
There's probably five other manufacturers' codes stored in there, and if you had a quality scanner, you could actually find those codes, which then lead you down the trail of how we're going to diagnose it
exactly.
And figure it out.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. So that's what the guy was trying to point out. Is like, yeah. Yeah, that's not good enough. You need to have more specific scanners.
Correct. So, yeah. Well, not only that, but the ability to activate, test things now that everything is multiplexed. As far as that goes, operating together, different modules and systems on a car use the same sensors, different information, you know, mm-hmm. to get things done. So, yeah, it's important to have real good quality stuff for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Going back to what I was talking about earlier about
pickup truck bed or something.
Yeah, exactly. People allowed to ride in it or not. Some states don't have state law on it, so therefore I think it's allowed in those areas. Otherwise, it's quite interesting. Two states in particular, and technically one of them is not a state, but they have their own laws. It's District of Columbia and where's that other one here? There it is, New Jersey. They said only employees that are engaged in their duties can ride in pickup trucks, in the bed of the pickup truck. So very, very interesting specification.
Well, okay. Well, if you're doing, like maybe, well, you see those special little pickup trucks that got a little seat on the side and a seatbelt for like the guys that set cones or the guys that set the reflectors on, you know, as they drive. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep,
they have like a well seat that's like, so, I mean, I guess that'd be the same as in the bed of a truck, you know?
Yeah. A lot of states offer up specifically like age groups. Some of them are 12 and older. Some are 13, 18, that sort of stuff. California specifically says that, number one, that farmer-owned vehicles with using exclusively within farming land or 1 mile of highway between one part to another. Parades, if not more than 8 miles per hour. Emergency situations. And lastly, if a person is restrained by a federally approved restraint system as well. That's what it says for California.
Oh, yeah. Big Subaru Brat used to have seats in the back of it.
Yeah.
But it had seat belts and all that.
One last one that's quite interesting is Colorado's. It says, quote, four people sitting in the cargo area is allowed, two on one side, two on the other.
Huh.
Very interesting specification on that one.
Probably because it has more to do with ranching and farming and that kind of stuff.
Probably. But I know, again, people will skirt around that because it is a very particular law. It is setting a boundary, but again, that boundary can still be crossed.
Yeah, there could be sub where they put sub laws in, like 213.6. A, 213.6B, you know, things like that.
But the other thing that's quite interesting is the states that don't have the state law yet. And I'm specifically talking about, like, I know there's like some where it's like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. Yeah, that one makes sense. But the ones that don't make sense, Washington is on here.
There's only seven people in each of those states, right?
Washington? No, there's a lot
I'm
more.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Vermont is on here. That doesn't have a state law on it. I guess I could skip. New Hampshire is another one. That's a surprising one. So.
Well, they must not have an issue with it. Does New Hampshire have any pickup trucks?
It's true.
I don't know. Probably. I'm sure.
I've never been to
New
Hampshire.
There's pickup trucks everywhere.
All those people are kind of weird anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can make your calls at 1-888-344.
Well, it's funny. I was watching the news the other day, and they're talking about Virginia, how it's a commonwealth. And I got to thinking about that. So is it not really a state? It's a commonwealth, so there's a difference, right? Now you're going to Google it, aren't you? It really has nothing to do with cars. Just something that I remembered from the news. I was driving, and I was thinking about it. I was like, why do they keep saying it's a commonwealth? Is there something different that it has to do with? Because it still has senators and congresspeople and, you know.
It says here the term is purely symbolic, emphasizing a government based on common good and popular consent adopted by these states due to their early colonial history.
Colonial.
Yeah. The other three states besides Virginia are Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Massachusetts that also use the word commonwealth.
Just old school, the first ones that were over there.
So exactly.
It's all good.
It's like how it's in New Jersey, you always say township instead of city.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. So as far as that goes. All right, as we run it down here, folks, I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by CRC. If your engine hesitates, idles rough, or wastes fuel, the problem could be a dirty MAF sensor. CRC MAF sensor cleaner removes harmful carbon and buildup, restoring airflow for smoother idling, quicker response, and better performance. Learn more at crcindustries.com. Hey, folks, we really appreciate you joining us for Auto Talk Radio today. Man, I tell you what, Brendan, it goes fast, doesn't it?
No question.
Just flies. So anyway, make sure and join us next week. We'll be live. I hope I'm live. Oh, you won't be here next week. You're taking the week off, huh?
Yeah.
I will be here live, though.
Yes, you will.
So, and we'll be doing the show. Make sure and tune in. I believe we're talking about cooling system stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, and very important because we're getting into that summer season.
We got to keep that car cool.
You would hate that cooling system to go out.
The cooling system stops working. The AC shuts off then. You're hot. The car's hot. Things are going wrong. Things get expensive. Make sure and service that stuff properly.
Nothing worse than 97-degree California summer weather and turning off the radio.
No AC.
Yep.
Smoldering in the desert, we call it, as far as that goes. It's all good. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, hey, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, because it's the best way to be, right, Brendan?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. Be safe out there. Have a wonderful weekend. I think it's going to be a little cooler in San Diego this weekend, but all good. We'll be back next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next Saturday. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.